It's time for Big Iron Realty's Fridays in the Field. This week, we're in the Southern Panhandle visiting with Tyson Nargis, a fifth-generation farmer in Sydney. Nargis is predominantly a wheat farmer, but like many farmers in the Panhandle, he grows other crops for rotational and cast purposes, such as proso millet.
So we got most of our proso millet in the first week of June, and if anyone has much knowledge of proso millet, it's very tough to get up and survive the first couple of weeks out of the ground. A young proso millet leaf does not like rain. It usually will get covered with some dirt, and it just doesn't fight very, very hard to stay alive. But most of our proso millet is out of the ground, looks good. We've got pretty good stands just about everywhere. The one thing, again, with moisture, though, pre-emerge herbicide programs aren't working real well, and we're going to have to go back over a lot of acres to spray most of the broadleafs that have come up. So.
Millet looks a lot like corn when it is very young with broadleafs, before it pushes into maturity. Millet also doesn't get very tall like corn, only getting about a foot or 2 feet tall.
It's a crop that will mature in about 60 days, so we're counting the days down, and typically we harvest the millet just a few weeks or during wheat seeding in September. So the proso millet's doing well. There looks like there's a fair amount of acres again here in Cheyenne County, and it's a crop that we don't have much for inputs to put into, and it doesn't require a whole lot of moisture, which in a year like this year is not going to be a limiting factor. So
Nargis's other crop is dryland corn, used in a rotation with wheat. He says with the moisture in the recent years and this year, dryland corn has not only been a good rotational crop, but a cash one as well.
So I hear a lot of comments from folks that, boy, us folks out here in wheat country are raising dryland corn and doing pretty good at it. And actually, the economics of raising dryland corn the last few years, if marketed correctly, has been a more profitable enterprise for our farm than actually dryland wheat. So it's interesting to see here in the county how many acres have gone to corn, and everywhere you drive, you're seeing more and more acres of corn.
For that reason, Nargis says corn is becoming a staple in the rotations.
And as long as you can conserve moisture and get the plants up and healthy and fertilize them for an 80 bushel crop. And if July, August comes around, we get some more rain. Last year we did try putting on an extra 25 to 30 pounds of N via wide drops, and that worked very well, and we had a really good response from it. So,
well, more acres are being planted to dryland corn. Nargis says most of it stays locally at the feed yards, and their supply and demand equals itself out. Nargis's main crop is wheat, and it is progressing well, but it will still be a late harvest.
So here on our farm, we're guessing that harvest is probably going to start around the 20th. That's typically about, well, whatever is average is about 10 days afterwards. So usually the later the harvest, the better we do. Looking at a lot of the wheat, it's completely filled in most places, if not getting very close in some others. I think if you get further into the northern part of the county, there's some grain that's still filling, but here in the southern part of Cheyenne County, we are definitely filling very nicely. The wheat crop is all but made, as long as we can stay away from any hailstorms or any bad weather.
Nargis says while the wheat looks good, it will probably have low protein again this year.
And so when you look at our area here, if typically you have a lot of moisture, it tends to pull the nitrogen down. The plant doesn't quite use as much, and then we only fertilize for a certain amount of yield. And now that we've got the moisture is not a limiting factor, now we're probably going to be short a little bit on nitrogen. And without that stress for moisture and a lack of nitrogen, we're expecting low proteins again in most of the wheat.
That's Tyson Nargis, a farmer in Sydney, discussing some of what's growing in the Southern Panhandle. For Big Iron Realty's Fridays in the Field, I'm Chabela Guzman.